Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
One of the most frustrating things when it comes to writing Facebook ad copy is ensuring that you're staying within Facebook ads policy, right? You have to keep everything positive and you've got to be careful. You'd be really careful using words like you or your, and you've got to get really creative with your copy if you want to directly poke at pain points. Otherwise, you'll quickly find your ads disapproved or worse, your account shut down. And this really goes against traditional advertising, you know, where traditional advertising pokes at pain points and then offers the solution. Well, you got to be really careful with this when you're writing your Facebook ads copy. Welcome to another quick tip episode, my friends. This is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And with today's quick tip, I thought I'd share my thoughts on some actual Facebook ad copy from people who were having a hard time either getting their ads approved, and so they were getting their ads disapproved because of the copy, or if they really weren't sure if their copy was within policy. I'm going to be sharing some actual examples with you today and giving you my thoughts and feedback on that. Kind of a do's and don'ts of Facebook ad copy, keeping it within Facebook ad policy. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Welcome to another Quick Tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mohl ready here. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me today. I really appreciate it. Today's quick tip, I want to share my thoughts on some actual Facebook ad copy from people who were having a hard time either getting their ads disapproved because of the copy, or maybe they weren't sure if their copy was actually within Facebook ads policy. Now, this actually comes up a lot just in people reaching out to me or my students. It came up recently at my FBA live event here in San Diego. And I thought I would devote a quick tip episode here talking about kind of some of the do's and don'ts within or for Facebook ad copy within keeping within their policy. Now, a big caveat before we dive into this is I am not Facebook's ad policy team. So any thoughts I'm going to share with you today are simply that, my thoughts based on the 9 years that I've been doing Facebook ads. Obviously, their ad policy team is they're the ones with the final say on this. Even if you have a Facebook ads rep, you know, they can give you some guidance. But my experience, 9 times out of 10, actually, I should say every time, they're going to defer to the policy team. I had an example, or I had an instance here recently where I was helping my wife with some of her Facebook ads. And I'm going to actually share that example with you here today. And I reached out to my ad rep about that, about, you know, some question I had about the copy. And he said, yep, I think this is pretty good. However, it really comes down to the policy team. So if you have a Facebook ad rep and they're helping you with this, just know that, you know, don't put a ton of stock into it. It really comes down to what the policy team thinks, and they're the ones with the final say. So when it comes to ad copy, we have to remember that Facebook is protecting the user experience at all costs. In the past couple of Quick Tip episodes, I talked about, you know, why ads get disapproved, why accounts are getting shut down, etc. And it really revolves around this whole thing, is Facebook is protecting the user experience at all costs, because advertisers aren't Facebook's customers, right? Its users are, because without users, there aren't advertisers. And the idea here that we're talking about is that Facebook wants its ads to be positive and not be a big downer to people when they come on to the platform, right? They don't want a bunch of negativity and people coming onto the platform and feeling bad about themselves. So they want to keep it as positive as possible, which, as I mentioned at the top of the show in the intro there, you know, this really goes against a lot of what you can and can't do, or what you can't do really goes against traditional advertising, where traditional advertising in writing copy is, you know, you're poking the pain points of people so that you can sort of, you know, agitate, I don't mean that in a negative way, but agitate them so that they're looking for the solution that you're offering, right? And so you've got to be really careful with this on Facebook. And Facebook has laid out what's allowed and what is not allowed when it comes to ad copy in their policies. Okay, so if you don't check out Facebook's policies and you're running ads, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. But you absolutely should. Even if you have recently checked out their policies, it's always a good idea to continuously and on a consistent basis be looking at their policies. So facebook.com/policies/ads. I'll repeat that again. facebook.com/policies/ads. So because, I mean, if we want to advertise on Facebook, just like I've been talking about forever, basically, is we got to play by their rules, right? We may not like the rules, but if we want to be advertising on the platform, we got to play by their rules. So I want to look at some actual examples of copy and kind of share what my thoughts are on where you need to be really careful, why some things maybe, you know, might not work, and sort of how we might be able to massage the copy a little bit. And I want to start off with, you know, my wife from, so her name is Amy Clover, or Amy Mulready. Her brand is StrongInsideOut.com. And she was recently running a challenge. She calls it the Recognize Your Radness Challenge. So really cool name, but my brain immediately goes to, you know, what is, if she wants to run ads for this challenge, what is policy going to say about, you know, is policy going to look at this and say that we're insinuating that someone isn't rad? Okay. And you might be like, Rick, really? Like, this is super positive here because this is a positive style challenge. But yeah, this is what my brain does. It goes immediately to devil's advocate because I want to make sure that we're all staying within policy and having a good experience and getting our ads out there. So one of the first things that we did with her copy was take out the you and yours, right? You got to be really careful with using you and yours in your copy, because one of Facebook's main policies when it comes to copy is that you can't insinuate that someone has an issue. And let me pull up the policy here. So for example, personal attributes under prohibited content. So ads must not contain content that asserts or implies personal attributes. This includes direct or indirect assertions or implications about a person's race, ethnic origin, religion, beliefs, age, sexual orientation or practices, gender identity, disability, medical condition, including physical or mental health, financial status, membership in a trade union, criminal record, or name. And then they, you know, and then they give examples of that. And so we had to be really careful with this, because, you know, this is all about, you know, keeping your or building your radness and recognizing how amazing you are. And so the logical thing to do when in the ad copy is to kind of poke at, you know, the challenges that people have in not feeling great about themselves. But you can't do that in the Facebook ad copy. You got to be really careful about this. And so what we did was we took out the you and your, and we made it a lot more positive. This is the whole thing, my friends, is that you've got to make the copy positive. You can still bring up the challenges and pain points, but you got to be really careful with the copy and how you do it. But this is about, you know, bringing up those challenges, but also very much sharing what the opportunity is on the other side of your solution that you are putting together here in your ad, right? And that you're offering. And so just as an example, this is the copy that we went with that we tested. This was a very small test, but we said, isn't it time to let the radness out? Too many people walk around without knowing how truly rad they are. Negative body image, shame, perfectionism, and all the other yucky stuff can cloud our thinking and keep us from feeling truly good about ourselves. Well, I say enough. I created this free 5-day challenge to help people recognize their radness once and for all. It's full of mind-opening prompts and actionables designed to, very simply, help people feel better. Want to check it out? Click the button below to learn more and sign up. So as you can see here, it's very simple, but and it's also positive. We're introducing the challenges, but we're not pointing the challenges at any one person. Like, you're not reading this and feeling bad about yourself, right? One thing that we definitely changed is with the sentence there, it's full of mind-opening prompts and actionables designed to, very simply, help people feel better. And one thing that was in the copy before we changed it around was help you feel better in the next 5 days, right? Because it's a 5-day challenge. Well, Facebook would look at that as a time-bound promise, right? And helping you feel better. So that's a red flag right there, because we don't want to insinuate that they're not feeling good. And then the other thing too we needed to change around was remove the 5-day time period there. Okay. So we removed that and this got approved. We had no problems with this. This is one that I did reach out to. I did go to Facebook support, their chat support early on. And I just sent this to them before we even ran it and just said, hey, do you think you'll have any challenges here with this? And they said, they reviewed it. Actually, they took a little while to review it while I hung out on chat support there. And they came back and said, we don't see any problems here. But again, you know, it really comes down to Facebook's ad policy team to make those decisions there. Now, just to kind of finish up this example here, the other thing we had to do was we had to make sure that the landing page reflected this language as well, because you can't have it so that the ad copy itself was within policy and such, like I just talked about, and then have the landing page contain language that it wouldn't be in policy because Facebook is checking the landing page as well. So we have to remember that too. Okay, so we changed that. All right, next example here, and I'm keeping these all anonymous here because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus and everything, and I really appreciate the people who have allowed me to share these examples here. So the first thing here is that the image says, it sucks. And there's a person there holding up a piece of paper in front of their head with a frowning face drawn on the red paper up over the person's head. Right there, there's big time negativity. So it says, it sucks, ... in the image. And then in the copy, it says, it sucks in all capital letters, ! And how to be okay with it. So right off the bat, it is negative, okay? And so the copy goes on to say, loneliness, insecurity, feeling like a failure is serious stuff. For years, this is how I felt, different than everyone else. I couldn't be myself because myself wasn't good enough. I know that I'm not alone in these feelings. I know that you feel them also. It's a tough way to live. Now, I can see what this person was trying to do about making it about themselves, but then they kind of crossed the line from a policy perspective where it says, I know you feel them also. So that goes against Facebook's policy about, you know, a personal attribute, that sort of thing, you know. And the other thing too is that Facebook has cracked down on, you know, talking, even if we use ourselves as an example, Facebook has cracked down on that a little bit. And it's been a little bit frustrating. It has definitely been frustrating. Okay, so continuing on the copy here. So they said, it's a tough way to live. I know you have tried self-help books, positive thinking, therapy. It helps a bit, but the thoughts and feelings continue. So again, we're poking at the personal attributes there. We're using the word you, and you can't do that. And it goes on to say, and when they do, you feel like a failure all over again for not being able to get over it. Everyone else has it together. Why can't I? In quotation marks. and I'm a therapist. It made me feel even more like a failure. I want to share with you how I changed this. I thought there must be a better way than all the traditional therapy I've learned and experienced. I started to look elsewhere. The discoveries I made literally changed my life, in all capital letters. I want you to know you don't have to stop the thoughts. You would if you could. What you can do is pay attention to them and give them kindness, the kindness that you would give to a good friend who shared their tortured thoughts with you. You don't have to fix them or make them go away. You can notice them for the habits and stories they are. So you can notice that this is long copy here. I took everything I learned and all the practices that make this an everyday part of my life and created this 4-module course on love being perfectly imperfect, how to use compassion to heal and accept yourself for exactly who you are. Click here for more info. I take you through step by step, blah, 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 and just the rest of the copy there. But the point here that I want to make is I understand where this person is coming from in trying to convey how they help people and be empathetic and compassionate with people because they have gone through this sort of thing. But the types of words and language that they're using here in the copy is very negative, meaning from a policy perspective. This is one of those examples right off the bat from the image. It says it sucks and it sucks and how to be okay with it, and then talks about loneliness and all that stuff and you and your. It very much goes against the whole policy of personal attributes. Like, someone's going to read this and not feel good about themselves. Okay, so what you would need to do instead on this is, just like I talked about in the first example, in my wife's example, is just you got to make it more general, and you got to make it more, you can still talk about the challenges, but keep it more positive and share with people what's on the other side, what's available to them with the offer, with the solution that you are offering to people. Okay, so this is one of those examples where the person wasn't quite sure why Facebook kept disapproving this ad, and this is the reason. Okay, you got to keep it positive, be careful with the you and your, that sort of thing. Okay. All right. Some more examples here. Somebody ran an ad. This was a travel agency asking, do you suffer from this condition? Trypophobia is the fear of not currently having a trip booked. And so this ad got disapproved, and they were kind of confused because they said that the medical reference got the ad banned, even though it was clearly humor. So yeah, this is another one of those things. It says, do you suffer from this condition? That type of language is going to get flagged by Facebook's algorithm when they're approving ads and not approving ads right off the bat. Even though this is a joke and having fun, trypophobia is the fear of not currently having a trip booked. Just because of the words, do you suffer from this condition? Again, we can't poke at that. We can't insinuate that somebody has a challenge there. Okay. So you got to be really careful with that sort of thing. Another example this person's had is, says, I keep hearing that you can't use before and after like making a claim, but I keep seeing an Invisalign type of company using before and afters. Yeah, so this is one of those things where you can't do before and after and talk about before and after, especially when it comes to weight loss, right? Now, when it comes to like teeth, like Invisalign sort of thing, yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, obviously this one got through, and this is something that, you know, I'd want to get clarity around on policy here. This is, I mean, for me personally, this is one that I would think that this would not get approved, but again, I'm not policy. So it did get approved. So that's another one. I don't know, but I wanted to share that one with you because we all see those ones, right? We all see those ads on Facebook and like, wait, I was disapproved for that sort of thing. Why is that type of ad running? I get it. Super frustrating, you know, and it kind of is what it is. I don't know if that's a good answer or not. The last example I want to share with you here is this person said, I set up the ad with the below image, but with the following copy. Want the beautiful memories of your pregnancy to last a lifetime. Tell us what you love about being pregnant for your chance to win. And it was a pregnancy photo shoot, actually, which my wife and I just recently had. And they said that the ad was disapproved, and so they amended the copy. Now, that ad was also disapproved. So what this person did was duplicated that ad, and then it worked, right? We see this a lot, right? And then they said, however, a day later, the original ad was approved and started working, right? And so this is one of those things that does happen with Facebook's policy. And they thought that, you know, they weren't really 100% sure why the ad was getting disapproved, that they thought it was getting disapproved because they were referring to, you know, pregnant women and then being seen as sort of some sort of discrimination or something like that. This is another one there where probably, I'm assuming that Facebook is, you know, picking up on the personal attributes, which, you know, under what I just read about personal attributes, like a medical condition, including physical or mental health. So obviously, it's not a medical condition. I mean, the person is pregnant, right? So this is one of those ones where it didn't get approved, and they thought that it might be because of the image, which was a pregnant woman in, you know, sort of a lacy bra, but it was very, very tasteful. But that there was no mention of that. And so this is another one where it's like, well, why are they disapproving this, right? And they think, and our guess here, sometimes, oftentimes we have to guess, is why is this ad not being approved? Maybe it is because Facebook is thinking that, you know, we're calling out quote unquote pregnant women. Well, they had the challenge here. I love how this person stayed at it. But then later on, the original ad was then turned around and approved. So this is another one of those things here. So the bottom line here is, and I realize I'm going a little bit long here on this quick tip episode, but the bottom line here is we've got to make sure that the language that we're using in our ad copy is positive, and we're not insinuating that somebody, you know, it has some sort of condition, make them feel bad about themselves. We can't make promises, especially time-bound promises. Like you can't say, you know, lose weight in the next 30 days or make this much money or whatever. We have to be careful with all kinds of those things. And yes, it can be frustrating, but once you start to get the hang of it, it really is about kind of massaging and wordsmithing, if you will, the type of copy that you are able to use within policy to get your point across and create some great copy that's going to accomplish exactly what you want to do. Now, I've mentioned this in past quick tip episodes talking about ad disapproval and all that sort of thing. My recommendation there for you is if you're having issues with getting ad approved or disapproved because of copy, is go to the chat support, facebook.com/business/resources. Scroll about three quarters of the way down the page and you can click on chat. Hopefully you have that option. And one of the options there, it says, what's your question about? It says disapproved ads. And so you can follow up with people or follow up with Facebook's ad support that way. Also, like I did, I would try to get out in front of it, you know, if before you even run it, maybe, you know, send it to Facebook and just kind of, again, they're not the end all be all because this isn't policy. It's not the policy team, but send it over to them just to kind of see what they think. And that might help you kind of, you know, getting before you even kind of get into, you know, disapproval and stuff like that. So I hope this quick tip episode was helpful for you. This is something that I could see us doing a whole series around here on the podcast because this is such a challenge for so many of us doing Facebook ads and really has been, frankly, for a lot of years. So if you have ideas for quick tip episodes that you'd like to hear, shoot me a message. DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready there. Also, before we go, I want to let you know that my FB Ad Manager training program opens up for enrollment this coming Monday, October 29th, and it's going to be open for a few days and then close down for the rest of the year. So if you're looking to grow a Facebook ads business where you're managing Facebook ads for other people, or you're already doing this and want to grow your existing Facebook ads business so that you can create something that has unlimited revenue potential, gives you the freedom to work when and from where you want while helping people live better lives, right? That's what this is all about. My FB Ad Manager program is definitely for you. So if you'd like to get on the wait list to be the first to be notified when enrollment opens on October 29th, go to rickmulready.com/waitlist. Again, it's rickmulready.com/waitlist. If you go to that link on the 29th for those few days during that week, you'll be redirected to the page where you can grab your spot in the program. So as always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the show. I really appreciate you and your attention each and every week here on the podcast. I'll see you right back here for episode number 215.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.